Here's the rest of our grouse report with Walt from Black Duck Hunting Preserve in Rapid River, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, let me ask you this. Let's move along to specific areas. I mean, I'm not looking for like really detailed spots, but you know, what counties or southern parts of counties, northern parts of counties are hotter for bird numbers from the network of bird hunters that you talk to?
I would say the best numbers I've heard have been the Gwynn to Crystal. That area in there is where the best reports have come in.
Okay, so you're talking Arnold and
Ralph, up in that area.
Northland, yeah.
Jean's Pond has always been a good spot to hunt.
Mm.
So, my son Danny said that he was finding birds right along those swamp lines where he was in like 8 or 9 year old aspen, and that's where they were finding the most birds.
Okay.
And they did run into birds and the hardwoods because they're up there eating beech nuts and acorns and stuff like that. So I don't know if there's that many beech nuts left anymore, but if there's nuts out there, they'll go there. So you'll find grouse in funny spots.
And I was going to say something too. The bear hunters are finding their baits being hit pretty hard this year, especially because in August when they started baiting, there were no blueberries. Blueberry numbers are so low this year. Some areas still reporting decent raspberries, but some areas not so much. What about berries in general this year? Sounds like they took a beating with that frost we had. That has a lot of an effect on where you're going to find birds too, right?
Absolutely. If it's a real good berry season, you know, get into the blackberry, blueberry, strawberries, raspberries. But I don't know why we didn't have a good berry season. As much rain as we got this year, you would have thought.
Yeah, I think they just took a bad frost at some point.
Yep.
It's the only thing everybody keeps saying. Well, anything else you want to throw at us?
You going to try to go out west with us?
I'm working on it, yeah. I'm working on it. I would love to. I don't know if it's in the cards for this year, just timing it.
Right.
With the way the show is, specifically about the show here, coming back to 103.
Right.
However, I would like to get down and see you in Rapid River. And you still got
Absolutely.
Plenty of birds?
Tons of birds.
All right.
And they are nice. The pheasants this year are gorgeous.
Well, we definitely need to talk about that. Get out in the field. You got a nice facility there.
I appreciate it. Just for your information, though, I do have two spots left over open in North Dakota.
Okay.
So think about that and love to get you out there. Probably have a hard time getting you back.
What's the dates that we could throw at people if you got somebody that was interested?
It could be anywhere from the 27th of October to the 4th of October. Yeah, it actually could go to the 8th of October. So 27th, got one opening. And then I've got, between the next two hunts, I could put in another hunter or two.
All right.
I try not to get too many in a group.
Understandable. Well, give me your phone number in case they want to come to Rapid River and shoot some birds, or maybe they're interested in going out west with you.
All right. That's 906-399-0557.
Walt Noah, Black Duck Hunting Preserve in Rapid River. Thank you for your time, my friend.
All right, well, hope to see you here in the next week or so.
Yeah, sounds
good. Out here and we'll shoot some birds.
Sounds awesome.
All right, Adam, you have a great day, and I will talk to you first of next week.
You take care.
All right, thanks.
This is The Outdoor Show.